So we saw so the piece that we saw before, and which I involve, is the piece about Gibor and Noira and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hest upon him and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nigla. Kael Elyon Pamayim Niska Shem Kael B'Brachazu. The Shem of Kael is twice, HaKael HaGodl and HaKael Elyon. HaSkorah Rishonim Is Yacheses Lan Hogas HaSheish Alfen Shnin Shalom Hazeh Kanal Kael Elyon He Hanigose Yehudis Baruch Shet Hizgalos Elovay. Generally speaking, b'chol, away from kolali, it's something to when we speak about different hanhagis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess the best marshal to that would be: imagine somebody has a parent as a teacher in a school. So the parents deal with the kid is that in the classroom. You act as if you're a student, as if I'm a stranger, and the attitude is that of a teacher to a student. If something would happen to the kid, the father would come straight back into it as a father or a mother. It's and the child understands it's not a different person; it's the same person. But there's a certain anhaga that's necessary in different situations. And when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with different titles, different midos. We need to understand the perspectives. For instance, when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his Noheg now, that has one way of referring to. But when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he will be in the mode of Lased Lavo, so we say it's beyond what we know now. Kael Elyon would mean a Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes beyond what we have now. And it's appropriate, even though it's emes that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do this, that, or the other thing now, but since that's not his mode now, we talk about it, Kael Elyon. Bigula achroina, Kael Elyon hi anhagas yichudis barshas galas edlobay. Bigula achroina yizbatl hara, obozet tamokal vadesenot shal hayoim shimulchemes hayetza deabchir avaschavayne shaleo. Kael Elyon refers to Tkufa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest as the only thing, and Ra doesn't exist anymore, and b'meila all of our voter will be nizgala. Oz yizgala oylam chodesh, Hashem mola ha'aretz das es Hashem kamayim liyamechasim. V'azoychem yos oz yakiru yoyim yoyim yosim gadlus of Osir Sporach v'azoy stei kol avedosam. So a few points that he makes here. First of all, I mean, stagnant, static, is not a way to be. In other words, let's take an example. If I tell somebody that who's struggling to build up a business, so his immediate sense of things is that the person would like the struggles to be behind him. You know, right now it's one day the business goes to one day not. He has to put in a 15-hour day, a 20-hour day, yes to this, that. So his dream is that it gets to a point where you don't have it. But on the other hand, if you tell people, you know, when people go to retire and their income is assured, there's not going to be much changes and so on, forget about getting old and you know, and the deterioration of a person getting old. The etzem matzav of being flat and, you know, with nothing happening, to most of us, not appealing either. It's kind of dreary. Most people don't want that. So what is the matzav that we want? Because right now, our struggle is with Tov and Ra. That Tov with Ra is the struggle. And we look at ourselves and we wish we didn't have to struggle with Ra. We wish that we wouldn't, you know, take a step back or every step forward and get distracted and sidetracked and so on and so forth. Fine. Those are good things. So, Lased Lavo, what? You wake up in the morning, the first thing you want to do is come for Vesikin, and immediately, you minimize breakfast to 3 minutes, you're back in first set, and second set, and that's it. Again and again and again and again and again. It's nice from Yeshiva's point of view, but in your own sense, what's, like, okay, so fine. So what? you know, so we exist in order to exist, in order to exist. It doesn't go well with us. Even in let's talk about it a second. In the deepest motivation of a person, in other words, the core motivation of a person is pleasure. And you know, then the tainug mitzad amitasa shel Torah mitzad mitzis, as we see, it's the same. The most pnimistic hanhaga and the most pnimistic motive is tainug. The question is, some different things bring a tainug to a person, and it sometimes comes at a price. But by and large, we do things. The more tainug we have, the more we're motivated to do it. That's good. But you find something strange about tainug. It always plateaus. In other words, if let's say a person sees something, you know, something delicious, the first time he tastes something, a certain type of meichel that's really delicious, he's infatuated with a person. So at the beginning, he's crazy about it, and as time goes on, it settles down, it doesn't stop being good, but unless you really overeat, but it doesn't, it's not... It's fine. Okay, it's good. It's fine. You know, no problems. But it doesn't, and a person feels flat. One of the reasons, lo aleinu, in addictions that is so difficult is a person needs higher and higher doses to give him a kick. And that's a really difficult situation. So to imagine a future that's all rosy, but it doesn't, it's not going anyplace, it's static, is for us an incredibly difficult thing to envision. Yes, we'd like to be out of the problems we have now, but what's the goal? So the answer is, and this is something that Ramchal says in Das Tfunis, this is where he's taken from, this whole Nekuda is taken straight from Das Tfunis, is as follows. Lo said Lavo, we will also be progressing. Bear in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So that means wherever a person is holding, there's where to go further. Except that we will be free of the frustrations of being sidetracked or backpedaling. What?
So then what kind of progression would that be?
So let's give an example. Imagine somebody's training to be a great player or something or other. So there's a type of guy who is not terribly good, and He's always failing at what he's doing, and it's not going well, and it's just he's not an athlete by nature, and doesn't have what it takes. So a lot of the training is focused on the negative of the person being a shlemazel, not being able to do it. Take somebody who's naturally born; he's got the abilities and so on. He still needs to train, but the training is always moving forward. It's not perceived as working with deficiencies that have to be overcome or compensated for, but rather as progressing. By us learning Gemara, the problem is not getting to the Pshat and Sugya. The problem is spacing out, dreaming off, getting distracted, not being able to remember what we learned yesterday. And as our frustration is not because after spending 20 hours focused on the piece of Gemara, I now want to do another iyun and go further into it. It's because we seem to have gone off in every direction but straight.
But that person now born into like a, for example, the Rebbe said, if he's born into like a Spartan society where literally that is life, so then what kind of, still, that's not really going to be considered.
It's progress if I understand much better. If I work and tackle a problem, and then for every single thing that I was aimed on with my seichel, my das, then I can move forward and understand something deeper. In chachma, the chachma of, and tfisa of divine things is endless. They go step by step by step. There's progression, and that gives a person the tainug, that tomorrow I understand a lot better than today, and the day after, even better. We're free of the things that just derail us. That's the difference. So that's Lasid Lavi. He says, Vazochem lichyos oz yakiru yoim yoim yoisim egadus amesbarach vezois tekol avedosa. So this avoid over here will be it's really infinite. You do have the ability to keep getting higher and higher returns. The person is steiging every day. He understands better every day than the day before. What he's missing is the things that tend to derail us. Our mood swings, the obstacles, the needs, the distractions, all of those things will not be there. Let's go back to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to have not sinned, and then he would have stayed forever in Olam Haba Gan Eden. Olam Haba Gan Eden, if they're just a flat, static mitzias, we're not built to do well with a flat, static mitzias. We're built well to do it progression. Let's look at something else also. Our chushim, our senses. When you look at your own self, the loudest noise in the world. If somebody was zeichet to be born, if somebody ever stands next to a subway in New York, the good old subways rattling along the elevated lines. That's one of the koilos of brachim that really are powerful. But I had friends who lived with their window open onto the tracks in New York, nonstop, 24/7. They couldn't fall asleep unless there was a train rumbling by occasionally. The mind filters out any constant noise or anything like that. The mind filters out and stops thinking about it. It's one of our problems in Ruchnius. About a tshuva feel it more acutely even. About tshuva becomes from, because he has these most powerful experiences, Shabbos and tefillin the first time and this, and that. It doesn't stay that way, because as soon as something transitions into routine, the mind automatically responds only to changes. So our whole mohus is built. There's a lashon the Baal Tanya uses, and it's a lashon that's Tainuk tmidi eino tainuk. That which is a tainuk tmidi is not a tainuk. A constant pleasure is not a pleasure. Our pleasure is when somebody comes along to you and says, "You ingrate, you have everything." When I was growing up in Europe, you had to wash clothes by hand, and you had to chop wood and get a fight. Is that, you know how much I cost doing that? I can assure you that those same European Jews, after a week or a month in America, took it for granted as much as we did. At some point, you don't expect to have to go and chop wood in order to boil up a cup of coffee. We get irritated if Chas V'Shalom, our computer takes 45 seconds to boot, we file a suit against the company. Are you talking? That's the real mitzvah. We don't work in that way. So Bal Karcho de Lasid Lava is a world where we constantly grow, and as I said, when an adam gadol doesn't stop at some place, you know, when there's 20 nude all and spends the rest of the time just like doing chazar and giving brachas, his perception is also that he understands it much better than sort of before, and he wished he could say yesterday. The difference is how much time and effort is wasted on narishkeit, the distraction. That's the difference. Hanagosi is what vaita. But this is something that doesn't happen in one shot. This is the underlying yesoidus of the Das Tvunis, and this is the point that he's making. The reality we live in today deals with a world of Tov and Ra and Mishpat. Let's take Yom Neroim, and let's understand. It's Adam. This is a very, very appropriate piece to learn before Yom Neroim now. When we in Yom Neroim, there are two ongoing thoughts. One is the world of Anhagas HaMishpat, We live in a world of Tov and Ra. We consist of Tov and Ra. We do bad things and good things. And our Aveda is the struggle with the bad. And that's why we have a Aseres Me'Tshuva. And that is an ongoing reality. That's one. There's another, the Ramchal says it's an ongoing reality. I want to explain this. I want to take a minute to explain it because it'll be Nagia later also. We say, V'nemon atolachis mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is believed, reliable, that it's going to be Mechaya Mesim. Why do we talk today about something that's going to happen in whenever it'll happen? In other words, the Atta Gibor is dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim of Gvura. So the first one deals with Avos, like we saw, we talked about this. The second one deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, as it reveals. Atta Gibor Hashem, Mechalka Chaim Bechesed, that I understand. Mechaya Mesim, we're not clear what that is from. And Samech Loflim, Rofe Cholim, Matat Surim, and the Mashruach Maregeshem, all these things we understand, but it finishes, V'nem Anat Alakas Mesim. Why are we talking now, or we want to praise now Kadosh Baruch Hu, with some that will be in the future. When I say, let's say I want to be Mishabeach HaChasim or somebody, and I say he learns a lot, isn't that? And someday also, let me tell you his Shevach about him, someday he's going to give a lot of money for tzedakah. I mean, it might be true, but how's that a Shevach today? I mean, it's not, it does, it's Dvarim Shel Bol Olam. Certainly about giving stuff to stock is certainly the low lol. So what's the vinem? The answer is it's a mistake. The word ne'emon means a trustee. A trustee. When I say let's take this example. If let's say I'm out to solicit funds, and I say so and so is going to give me $1,000. Donation. That's not the meat of nemanis. I can say this person is a nadiv. He's a good-hearted person. I can guess that he's going to give that. Fine. But that's not the word neman. Neman means where the person gave his word, and the word is now binding. And I say that his word is good. You know, is faithful. And he is faithful to a certain word. If I gave somebody a job to do, and I say I trust this person that the job will be done because he's been given that responsibility, that's the meat of nemanis. Nemanis is reliability, trustee, faithful, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hanhaga today that is moving the world towards its shlemus. And which culminates in Tchias HaMesim. The Shleim of Tchias HaMesim is not just an added bonus to Mashiach. Tchias HaMesim means nothing in the Bria was created for naught. And everything will find its Metzias at some point. So even the person that fell by the wayside, which is Adam after the Chet, and every person that dies, it's an example of something falling off and drying out. That will not get wasted. Everything comes back again, and everything that anhoga HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called anhoga's ayichud, and that anhoga is anhoga that pervades the world today. It's behesta. It's not something that we see openly, but it's there, and therefore we say now without Tachas Mesim, Rosh Hashanah. All of these tefillos about HaKadosh Baruch Hu becoming nizgal in the world and recognized by everyone is a recognition that now today, at the minute of Brias HaOlam, which is Rosh Hashanah, or Brias Adam, which is Rosh Hashanah, there are two rails guiding the future. One is Mishpat, which we have today Begalui. And one is what he calls Yichud Ramchal, which we have Behesta today. But it's happening now. If I can give you a Chazal that brings it out so powerfully, it says by Yosef and the brothers, Chazal say, Yosef is Osuk in Mitzrayim. The brothers are Osuk, the Reuven is Osuk B'Sakar B'Tanisa. He's osuk with this. He's osuk. Yaakov is osuk with this. Everybody's busy with something, and he says, and vani osuk to bring the oiros of Mashiach. In other words, we deal with the present that we deal with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a present. His present is the future. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy moving the pieces so that there's a gilui of that yichud. So Rosh Hashanah, we really have two, we need to bear both things in mind. Ourself, Ata Zeicha Zechoinis, and also that V'simla Chato Levatcha, which is something that the Bria has it behesta, and we recognize that on Hag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, Rosh Hashanah, and this is what he means, a Kel Elyon. We need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we need to address HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the emes that he is, we need to recognize those two amityas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the today. The today that's tangible to us, palpable, and that we work with. We also need to recognize Vani Asuk, that yes, I'm busy with tshuva, my stuff. He's busy with his stuff. He's busy with his stuff. We're all dealing with this stuff. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the pieces. When V'neman Atal Echus Meisim means that Lasid Lava, when things fall into place, it's not going to happen Lasid Lava. It's going to be Nizgala Mi'ikara. Now I see where this piece was coming to place. And it's just like a great chess master. When you see him playing, you can't figure out what he's doing. And when he makes the final move, you say, whoa, now I understand why he did this and this and this and this and this. Those pieces were all coming. It's like a kid, when a kid plays chess, starts playing chess, he's always worried about knocking off this, knocking off that, knocking off the other. And then it hits him like a thunderbolt when he gets checkmated and understood that the other person was losing pieces to get to checkmate him. And it takes a long time to realize that not every move is geared for the now. There are moves geared for the end game. We address HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we deher him. And like it says, it's Kela Gadol, Gibor, Venora. Those are all in Yonim that are there at present. Kel Elyon means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's right now beyond us, but is moving in that, but is moving everything to that Hashlama of Lasid Lava. Okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
So when you said before that at the end of time there's going to be nothing stopping us from our growth,
right?
So then, Danielle's kind of points, but what is that growth? I mean,
that growth is a okay. Good.
Is because we have things stopping.
Good. The growth is a deeper deher and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, and just like in science, you can always there's no thing as an end to it. In other words, once we understand how a certain model works, the model of matter, then it's like, okay, can we break it down further? What's the cause of that? So with physical matter, we kind of would like to think it's finite because physical matter is finite, and yet it's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly. So understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we should be able to go infinitely in it.
But if there's nothing stopping us, like the reason why we're not...
But we, since we're finite beings, we can do it only step by step. The Rambam says in many places, he says, I will give you hakadomos nechutzos. In other words, a lot of times you need to build up to a certain understanding. And first, let's understand it this way. When you have it down solid, say, okay, we can go a step further. This seems to be a logical explanation, but if you think into it, it's really different. Chachma goes with steps. We can only think with steps. We can't grasp things like this. So that is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, that's also infinite.
And that's going to be shaykh to everybody? Everybody's going to be
like, everybody can feel, I assume so. That's the only thing I'll be around. You know, Mola Aretz Das, Kamayim Layam Echasim, the world will be a world of Das, means everybody will osik kefi daitoi. Yeah. There's a fellow Monsieur Rose. Well, it all goes back to here. He just labels it, organized.
Oh, he puts it back, he gives it, and everything goes back to the website.
What he did. Yeah, everything goes back.